Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Public Works has announced plans to build small harbours in neglected coastal towns. Deputy Minister Sihle Zikalala launched the first phase of the initiative in Port Shepstone on the south coast yesterday. He says most of the country's existing harbours were built before 1994, with many located in the Western Cape. He says the new programme aims to redefine coastal access and unlock economic opportunity for underserved communities.
The proposed small harbour of Port Shepstone is located within a kilometer southeast of the central business district of Port Shepstone, and it's near Orip Plus, a development now of Port Shepstone, which is pre-implementation. The stage of pre-implementation talk to feasibility planning. Then phase two will be about ensuring that we design, construct, and then the last will be operation.
He says Port Edward and Hibernian are among the other sites identified for development. Prosecutors in KZN say they hope the punishment handed down to a Durban gunman who went on a deadly shooting spree in Umlazi will serve as a deterrent for violent crime. The Durban High Court yesterday sentenced Sipamandla Gumede to 5 life terms and another 40 years behind bars for the 2023 attacks. Gumede and his accomplices gunned down 5 people before robbing them of their cell phones, TV and other items. One person survived the shootings. Spokesperson for the NPA in KZN, Natasha Kara, says Gumede was arrested while awaiting trial for another case. His sentences will run concurrently.
Following the sentencing proceedings, Gumede made an application for leave to appeal both the conviction and sentence. This was dismissed by the court. The NPA welcomes the conviction and sentence. We remain resolute in our pursuit for justice on behalf of the victims of crime and their families. We hope that sentences of this nature serve as a deterrent to like-minded people.
A DUT film student says he never imagined his work would reach international audiences, let alone win an award. Lindani Sibisi's short production Amanzi won the Best Editing Award at the Canada Mobile International Film Festival this week. The 26-year-old is studying for an advanced diploma in drama and production. He says the achievement is a huge milestone for someone from the rural community of Newcastle in Northern KZN.
When they announced my name, the best short film editing, it's from South Africa. I couldn't believe it. And then I digested it, and then it is why I was so excited that I won an award from overseas. Yeah, to compete overseas with the professionals, because I'm still an upcoming filmmaker, it's encouraged me to inspire other upcoming filmmakers.
He says the film, which means water in Zulu, is about a woman tormented by ancestral spirits who wanted to embrace her calling as a traditional healer.
When she finds out that she has a calling, she loses everything, car, family, house. And also, what more inspiring about the story to make someone to like it is that it is a one-hand film woman. It is performed by one person.
Sibisi says he's already started work on his next short film. A look at our lead story. Public Works has announced plans to build small harbours in neglected coastal towns. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.